Welcome, friends. This is Archangel. Okay, so you know what I am thankful for? Male greatness. I am thankful for the brilliance of males that bring me electricity, which powers ingenious male-designed and built gadgets that keep me warm, or power boxes to keep my food at a certain temperature, or allow me to talk to people around the globe as if they were standing right next to me. I am thankful for the male-designed and built conveniences that allow me to travel faster than riding horseback, and I am thankful for these sacrifices males have given me with their dying breath to ensure that I have this environment of luxuries to enjoy. Truly feeling thanks is what Thanksgiving is supposed to be about, yet we have turned this into a gluttonous parody. We get together with friends or family members and watch representations of gladiatorial combat on big screen TVs as the odors of turkey and pumpkin pie waft out of the kitchen, causing us torturous salivating. Then we all gather around as mom or dad mouths some prayer about, "Oh Lord, we are thankful for this food we have been given and that Aunt Mildred could be with us today, blah blah blah. Amen." And amen is the password, the starter pistol, which signals the race is on. And now we can truly acknowledge the actual purpose of this day off work labeled Thanksgiving. And thus the real celebration will now commence, which is eat, eat, and eat. The historical reason for Thanksgiving was to celebrate a break in strife, in which pilgrims and Native Americans celebrated a cessation of hostilities and hardships, and so commemorated this with a mutual feast of bountiful crops. However, now it is simply a gourd yourself day off work, followed by a day of consumerism as we prepare for another celebration marked by receiving presents a month hence. But really, we sit and say we are thankful for this and that and the other thing. But as we sit around and inhale our mashed potatoes and gravy, are we truly thankful for males? Because we have males to thank for everything in this darn world. Do we think of all the males that raised and processed the turkeys? Or the males that designed the machinery to can the cranberry sauce? Or the males that designed and built the store you buy these things from? Or the males that designed and built the horseless carriages you get to and from the store with? Or the males that designed and built the houses you are in? Or the table you sit around? Or the utensils you use to gorge yourself with food while pretending to give thanks for all these things? Do you truly give thanks for the males that work at the power plant 24/7 to maintain the electricity which you use to power the oven to cook your turkey, or light the table so you can see the food you stuff in your pie hole, or power the TV you look at as you drift off into a food coma? You see, most humans are posers. We go through the motions, devoid of genuine sentiment. I remember when I was young, I simply did what I was told. "Son, you need to give thanks, or tell us what you are thankful for." So I would have my pre-approved list all ready to go. "I is thankful for Mom and Dad and my bike and my blanket and Scruffy." We simply parrot what is expected of us. I really find human words to be hollow. This world has become all talk, no walk. Do not be seduced by human lips moving. Watch actions. Watch behaviors. This is the compass to tell you what a person's beliefs and priorities are. So this holiday is a prime example of humans and their hollow parodies. We get all self-righteous and say that we are thankful and even pretend that saying thanks is all that is required. You don't have to really even feel it. Simply say it and try to act humble. However, the secret here is in the name. It is Thanksgiving, not thanks expressing. Because the true way to give thanks is to pay kindnesses forward. You actually have to act. I know, it's terrible. They should have a smartphone app for that, right? You see, expressing thanks for a kindness, even if you are genuinely thankful, this is still impotent words, as you are expressing thanks, not giving thanks forward in the form of kind actions or sacrifice for others. If everybody gave thanks with their words, yet nobody demonstrated it with their actions, then there would be no good works for us to sit around and be thankful for, since we are thankful for things that have required someone, somewhere, to act, not simply mouth the words, "thank you," after which they gorge themselves with ham and banana cream pie. And since we have everything in this world because of male genius, toil, and sacrifice, hence we need to be giving males thanks. We owe everything we have and enjoy in our convenient world of leisure to males. And the way to truly thank males for their sacrifice is to pay it forwards and do something good for another, continuing the cycle of goodness. This is how one truly gives thanks, not with impotent words, but by action. Giving thanks is not going through the motions of mouthing the words, but rather the actions of doing something selfless and kind for another male to be thankful for. And in turn, he will do something for another to be thankful for. And on it goes. The point is, it is about thanksgiving, not thanks expressing. Giving is the key word here. It could be argued that in this instance, giving means offering, which can take the form of words, thus offering thanks through words. But in reality, giving is action, and without the giving action of males, we would have nothing to sit around and mince word definitions over how we express this thanks. Action is what gets it done. Words are useless air. So this is a celebration and commemoration of Thanksgiving. And Archangel is thankful for the sacrifices of males. And you know how I show this thanks? With my actions. I pay it forward. So rather than have everybody comment below on what they are thankful for, I want everybody to express their thanks by telling us about a good deed they have selflessly done for another. It could be anything that sticks out in your mind, no matter how small. And I will start. Okay, so a few years back, I knew a guy who found out that he needed to get to New York to see somebody he cared about, and this was urgent. We were in Burbank, California at the time, and I was living hand to mouth. I had nothing but some clothes, a car with a serious engine knock, and a 15 by 20 square foot studio apartment that I shared with two other males, as I worked every day so I would have a roof over my head and gas in my car the next day to do it all over again. Anyhow, this guy was distraught. He had no money to get to the next town, let alone New York, and he was going out of his mind. So I took everything I had, and I mean everything, and I bought him plane tickets for the following weekend. And the next day, I asked him if he had anything planned this coming weekend. He looked dejected and sullen when he said, "No." So I told him, yeah, actually, you do." Then I presented the tickets. At first, he thought it was a distasteful joke on my part, but when he realized it was genuine and that he better get packing, he looked at me with the most intense, serious, on the verge of tears face I had ever seen from him, and simply said, "Nobody has ever done anything like this for me. And he simply trailed off and had no words to express his feelings, but the hug said it all. Now, please, every single person listening, please take a couple minutes to tell us in the comment section below about one selfless thing you have done for another. Anything that stands out in your mind, no matter how small or insignificant it may seem. To my brothers from other countries who do not celebrate Thanksgiving, it doesn't matter. I want something from every viewer. You may think this is males bragging about being selfless and great, and indeed males are full of greatness and caring, but rather by us sharing our selfless actions towards others, this is us giving thanks by telling the world how we have paid kindnesses forward. Let the world see that here, on this one little thread, on this obscure video, that males are truly giving thanks by telling the planet that hates them how they demonstrate their thankfulness by paying it forward to create brightness and beauty in the world. Please, everyone, take a few moments to mention one kindness you have done for another, for we awakened males express our thanks in the form of benevolent actions for others. True thanks is action, not hollow words followed by stomach stretching. Let us read of the amazing actions of each other in the comment section, which will be a testament of thanks to males and male sacrifices in the past. My brothers, we are titans, and I am thankful for you, and I demonstrate this thanks by making videos to awaken and rescue other males from suffering. My friends, stand with me, live free.